Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is take it or leave it. And that's daf Kufchet, and we're holding at the two dots, which is about three lines up from the middle. And the Mishnah continues into our next sugya. V'afilo ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ach yasev. So no matter how poor you are, generally, of course, your standard of living is low. And nonetheless, you have to eat ba'seva. Now, the question is, where is the chiyav? On what parts of the Seder is there the chiyav of achila ba'aseva? So, first of all, itmar matzah, which, of course, the ikar matzah is the memory of the yetziyah. So there, you need to do the ha'aseva. But moror, where the main point of the moror is to remember the bitterness of the she'ibud, it wouldn't make sense to be doing that ba'aseva. So mor ein tzarich ha'aseva. Now, how about the wine, the arba kasot? Well, there's one psak of Rav Nachman, which is bandied about. Itmar b'shveder Rav Nachman tzarich ha'aseva. However, there are others that say just the opposite. Itmar b'shveder Rav Nachman ein tzarich ha'aseva. And the truth is that there's no argument between these two. It depends whether we're talking about the first two kasot or the last two kasot. Hello, please. Ho betarte kasika moi, ho betarte kasibat roi. Now, the question is, of course, which is which? Well, that's not so clear, you see. Armila Bahaigisa, Armila Bahaigisa. Some say in one direction, some say in the other direction. Well, let's explain the machloket. Because this machloket is rather fundamental about how it is that we're supposed to be experiencing the Seder. So, Armila Bahaigisa, some say that what Rav Nachman meant is that the Trekasi Kamoi Boy Haseva, that the point is that when we are acting out Haseva, it is part of the process of insisting that we are free. Because it's not the actual experience of freedom, it's the yetziyah. And hashtu de kamat chalo lecheru. So since this is the beginning of the story of yetziyat Mitzrayim, it's at that point that you're reading, te'ravadim hayinu, vayotziyenu Hashem Elokeinu, and therefore the acting out of it is the achievement of the cherus. But the trekase batroi lo boyaseva, because I mean whatever was, you know, might have a hobby. It's basically either you're free or you're not free. I mean, if, you know, it's not going to help at this point to pretend. So okay, if normally you eat baseva, so then you eat baseva. So the other way of looking at it is amir lahaiki sa'adraba the trekase batroi boyaseva. It's the two last kasot that require the haseva, because the haseva is the achievement of cherut. And by yishaita the kahavya cherut, once we go through the process of geula, then we're supposed to have achieved cherut, and therefore the mitzvah, the haseva, is the achievement of cherut, not the acting out of the process of getting to cherut. So Tosis points out that, look, I mean, matzah requires a haseva, even after we've said over the whole story of the geula, we don't say my dahave ave, right? So Tosfos gives a very weak answer. He says that the matzah is the ikar ha'seuda, and therefore the ikar ha'seuda is for sure has to be derech cheirus. But yain is not, it's not the ikar ha'seuda. So if there it's a specific mitzvah that is meant to achieve something or to indicate something. Or, he said, there may also be a very simple answer. That is, look, with the yain, at least we are in Mekayim and Mitzvah Vasev, if we did it with the first Kukosot. There's no need to continue on after I already acted out my cheres, my shenkin. This was my chance to do the mitzvah of the idea of the matzah. Fine. Now, the question, which is a little bit, I mean, at least I alluded to in Tosfos, the question is whether the matzah, where the Torah calls matzah lechem oni, which we say it's obvious that by the more is supposed to be the experience of the merirut, but lechem, matzah is also called lechem oni. And when we talk about matzah zu ha'shema, you know, that's not the same as saying holach ani. This is two different inyanim. So we could also say for the matzah we have two different inyanim. The same way, you know. As it doesn't say, look, I mean, but the Pusik says beferish that lo hispik betseikam lachmitz acheni galu. That idea of specifically intending the matzah for that may be the ikar chiyav of the achivas matzah. And therefore, when you make your mitzvah atzas mitzvah and you have your afikomen or your achivas matzah initially, of course, we'll see later on the different shitot. There, it's an absolute requirement to have chirut. Okay, so what do we do? But the Treikas and Kamoi don't require Hasavah according to this approach, because over there, you're still saying Avodim Ayinu. So why would you act out Cheres if you haven't achieved the Cheres yet? Hashli, Mahachi, Vit Mahachi. So now that we have Shitot in both directions, we have to do both. Idivini Boyasi. Now that's not so partial, because since the Takona of the Arbaka Sotis is the Rabbonan, why don't we say Savak Rabbonan Lakula? And say, well, I'm not doing it.
I have to do it.
No, here it says, therefore you have to do all four. Do none of them. So there's many, many approaches to that. First of all, I mean, the most obvious thing is that you can be Vata the Takona completely. What's checked? It. Suffered Rabban Lakula, it was a Takona. It's definitely a Takona. Right? How are you going to say I won't do any Takona? It's a contradiction in Ayubay. You can't say Suffered Rabban Lakula in such a case if it's Bavata the Takona. That's the most obvious. But there are other technical issues where you don't say Suffered Rabban Lakula when you don't know what the Takona is. You say Suffered Rabban Lakula to know as to whether I should apply it in these circumstances and so on. But who says that there's something Rabban Lakula about an Iker Takona Bithlam? Okay, there's a lot of discussion about this, but I mean, I really think that it's almost an exercise in futility. I mean, it's clear it can't be Mavata Takona because of a suffix. Continues the Gemara. Pragdam. If you're lying on your back, that is not called the Derech of Haseva. If you are leaning on your right side, that's also not the Derech of Haseva, because normally you need your right hand to eat. Besides which, it's a sakana, because it's much easier to choke by getting food into your windpipe if you're leaning towards your right than if you're leaning towards your left. And therefore, Shemi Yagdim Kana Leveshet, Yavolide Sakana. So forget about whether you're Yoytze or Mitzvah. It's also to do this because you can't put yourself into that kind of situation.
Left-handed people don't lean to the right?
No, because this is the we just said the order of their windpipe, it doesn't change because of their handedness. So obviously, I mean, unless there's a movement afoot to get rid of all sinister people,
that would be half my family.
Well, I don't know. If you think that you do it the other way, you know, then I guess that would be the reason. Probably.
Just my work.
Isha etzo ba'ala, lo bo'yaseh. A woman, believe it or not, once upon a time, women used to find themselves in awe of their husbands. You know what I'm saying? Position of Ema. It's not.
Now they just say, awe.
Yeah. So therefore, I mean, it's not the derech. You have a life that you can afford to lean back when your husband is present. I mean, you're obviously standing there on pins and needles, wondering what his desire is and what you need to bring next, and to show how immediately available you are, and so on. However, if she's an Isha Chashuva, forget it. Seeing Isha Chashuva, of course, his brother, Aloch, and his man, all the Nashim are Chashuvot. So if she's an Isha Chashuva, then she's not so in awe of her husband anymore. No? Yeah, so it was already a recognition of the development in the status of women. And Ben Eitzel Aviv, Boy Yaseva, a son is allowed to take liberties around the father. It's not that sense, believe it or not, children should actually respect parents. It's a shaila of whether it's appropriate to be massive in front of your father. I mean, there's a meira about. But father is basically accepts that level of relationship. How about Iboyla? Talmid Eitzel Rabomai. Toshma Abayama Kiavina Beimar. When we used to eat by Rabba, even though we didn't have very much room, it was a pretty tight table, but everybody would lean on the next guy's lap. So we didn't have a couch. There was no room. But in order to be Yotze, same as again, Abirkadadad. But then, after Rabba was Nifter, we came to learn by Rabbi Yosef, he said, no, you don't have to do that. Getting away Rabbi Yosef, Amalon, Lo Tzuchato, Mora Rabcha, Kumara Shamayim, and there's no mitzvah to be Mesiv Bichlal in front of a rab, in which case the lo tzrachitu would be lav dafka, because if you say mara rabka, it would be a violation. Mara would be osir, not lo tzrachitu. And indeed, many mefarshim learn that's what it means, osir. If you don't need to, then it's osir. But others learn that since b'derech klal the rab would be meichel, but it's not a chiv to do it, even the rab is meichel. So maybe lo tzrachitu. Meitve. Im akol adam meisav afilu tamin etzer rabo. It says beferish on the Rabbi Yosef. It says in the Braita, There's a chiyuv to be as behasova afilu Talmud Eitzel Rabba. Answers the Gemara Talmud Eitzel Rabba. What do you think that means? That's a reference to the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Obviously, if you're a Talmud by a Rav who's teaching you Torah, Meir Rabcha Kamer Shemayim. But if you're a Talmud by Dumbledore, well, not necessarily after Meir Rabcha Kamer Shemayim. He had a very big sense of humor, Dumbledore. Actually, over here it's referring to a carpenter's apprentice. But it sounds a lot more fun to be a sorcerer's apprentice, isn't it? Besides which, with a sorcerer's apprentice, you can have the broom clean up after the same. But I guess everybody's too young to have seen Fantasia. Oh, no. There you go. Kitanya Ibishulya did Nagri. So that's referring to a carpenter's apprentice. Iboy, Shamashmai. What's the din of the waiter? Is a waiter considered to be like everybody else, or is his position in the context of the meal mean that it's, I mean, a waiter doesn't generally sit at the table. Koshka doesn't sit back, lie back at the table. So maybe there's no chiyav of aseva because he's currently a waiter. What's the din? Toshvam Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Hashamash HaChok Zayis Matzakish Umeisa is Yatz. So only if he sat down and he leaned. The current situation in the Suda is not what defines his chiyav. He has the same chiyav as everybody else. Filo Anish Bisro. So Mavali has Tira Basib. Shmamina, Boya Seva Shmamina. Om Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Nashim Chayavot Barba'a Kosot Halav. You know that women are also chayav in these arba kosot, even though normally we would say that, first of all, certainly anything that is the oraita, mitzvah aseh she'asban gorma, nashim are pturot. The rule is that koma tokan rabbanan came the oraita tikna. They were metaken normally with the same general rules. So there was a mitzvah aseh, the rabbanan were metaken, that was dependent in a zman misuyam, lechor women would be potter. However, just like we find by Mikra Megillah, just like we find by Neres Hanukkah, the same thing is true by the Arba Kosot, the women are chayavot.
No. Doesn't qualify.
No, why? It does qualify. They're potter. Right, but they're potter.
Yeah.
I'm saying, even though normally there would be potter, Megillas Esther, Mikra Megillah, the din of Hanukkah, Arba Kosot, all of mitzvahs are Shemang Gomar and Nashim are chayavot. Why? Because they also, they were in the same nace. Now, they were in the same nace. Tainas Rashi all over, and Rashi Amir follows this approach, means that they were the ones that actually catalyzed the nace. So whether it was in Mitzrayim, where B'schus Nashim Tzidkaniyot, get to Mitzrayim, obviously it was B'schus Esther, the whole Purim was B'schus Esther. In Hanukkah, we had the nace Ayyadei Yehudit, with the whole story of the killing of the Greeks. So Memela, the takana was made for them. Tosfos doesn't like that job because he says, look, first of all, af doesn't mean the ikar. How do you read that into af? Af means also, and you're saying the ikar and this was done by them. You know, furthermore, Tainus Tosfos, the lashon in the Yerushalmi is af hena yuboto safek, not af hena yuboto anis. So safek meaning they were in the same danger. In other words, they were in doubt of their survival. Since this is a takana that is made to celebrate survival and deliverance, Yeshua, because of that, afenayu, therefore they too have that chiyuv. Why do you read that into the idea of there being the essence of the nes? Tosfos, however, asks an interesting question on himself. Because if that is enough to be mechayev you in a mitzvah seishas man gomar, so then why is it that nashim anat chayavot in sukkah? The sukkah was part of the mace of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Especially remember that the sukkah, meaning the sukkot or shafti, is a reference to the anane hakavod. So you say, hafe no, you bought the anase over there too. So it's just, hold on a second. We're not talking about a chiyuv d'oraita. We're talking about whether the rabbanan, when they made the chiyuv d'rabbanan, whether they followed the normal rules of ke'en d'oraita takun or not. So for that, it's enough to say that they were included in the basis of the takonah. We're never suggesting that the Torah would have said that women should be chayavot because af ena yuboto anes. So that's not enough to change the d'oraita.
All those other examples are takanot.
Oh, takanot, the Arba Kosot and Mikra Megillah and Eres Hanukkah. That's exactly the point. So the Rabbanan over there took into consideration the way Tosfos is learning, the sakana that the women were in.
Interesting.
Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Arba'a Kosot Halalu, Tzarech Shebem Kedei Mezigat Kos Yafeh. Kos Yafeh, remember we had back in Brachot, is a reference to the Kos Shel Bracha Birkat HaMazon. Over there, the Gemara went through 10 different things that you have to do with the Kos Shel Bracha, and that made it a Kos Yafeh. So yeah, well, there was a din of Shtifa, and it needed to be surrounded by people or by your hands, different, and the Mezigat, so on and so forth. So those 10 things became now the paradigm of a Kos Yafeh. You should know that the Arba Kosos, even though only one of them is the Kos of Birkat HaMazon, but all Arba Kosot require the din of the Meziga of a Kos Yafeh, the shear of a Meziga of Kos Yafeh, which means that the amount of wine should be a fourth of a revi'id, in order that when it's mixed, they used to mix wine 3-1, in order of water, that in order that when it's mixed, it should be a full revi'id. Now, we understand this to mean that all four, in other words, each one of the Arba Kosot requires a fourth of a revi'is of wine mixed with 3 parts of water. Now, how about if you made the whole thing pure wine? Shatan Chai. Of course, the shear doesn't change, because the shear is a din in the shtiyah, whereas the Meziga is a din in the kashrus of the yayin. But we're not suggesting that, you can make up to the amount of the wine by drinking it in concentrated form. That we're not saying. In other words, certainly you're not going to be yotze by drinking a quarter of a kos of pure wine. I said, well, I could have mixed it, so yeah, it should stand in half a truck. Exactly. That doesn't work. But if you drink the revi'is chai, you'd be yotze. How about if you drank all 4 kosot at one time? Rashi, all 4 kosot at one time means you have a big kos, you pour enough in there for 4 kosot. So you're also yotze. No, I just said, all in one cup. Tiny's the Rashbam, it's ridiculous. If you pour all in one cup, it's one cup. So you had a big kos rishon. No, but what does that have to do with arba kosot? Obviously, it means, as our president suggested, one after the other. You didn't separate them with the Kiddush and the Bikra Megillah and the Bikra Hagoda and the Sibritis Mitzrayim and so on. So also you'd be yotze. The Gemara, of course, is going to attack this in a moment. And even if you gave out the wine to your kids, you would also be yotze. How could be yotze? Somebody else drinks the kos? That too, we'll have to see. We'll go through these cases one by one. Okay, so number one, Shatan Chayatza. Amar Rava, well, maybe you were yotze, your chiyuv of yayin. Yeah, but I mean, you were not yotze, your chiyuv of chevus. So now this is machlokes what this means. Yatza yedei yayin, meaning that the ikar takana, which is a din that you're supposed to have arba kosot. Okay, you had your arba kosot, but the inyan, which is a hidur, the ikar mitzvah that we wanted you to be yotze, which is that it should be derech chirut, that you weren't yotze, so you didn't do the mitzvah properly. But others learn, yidei yayin yotze means you may have been yotze the wine that you're chayef to have for simchas yanta, it's yayin and baser, but you weren't yotze yidei cheres, because cheres is all about, you know, drinking the way that, not the way you can't say anybody nowadays because they'll say you're racist, you know, but some beep would drink it, you know, and that's not called derech cheres. Well, you know, amazing expression of the Derech Eretz of the Arba Keses, according to the Pshat in the Gemara, that it's the 4 Keses Rishonim. It's pushed enough to bring tears to your eyes every time I see it. And there's a movie called The Shawshank Redemption. In The Shawshank Redemption, so there's this guy, some of the convicts, they don't escape from prison. What they do is they climb up to the top of a shed where nobody can reach them quickly, and they bring up beer up to the top of a shed, yeah? And they sit back and they drink their bottles of beer. And that moment they feel they were pushing Yetzel Lecheres. They sit back and they're drinking, and the guards can be going crazy. But I have my Cheres. For a few minutes, I have my Cheres. It was Mamish part of the whole. It's unbelievable how much that meant in terms of the achievement of Cheres. So, but Mela, it has to be Derech Cheres. I mean, what's the time you're gonna drink in a way that is not the normal drinking? By the way, I mean, it's a big, big question as to whether really the pshat is that the wine in those days was more powerful, and therefore it wasn't really the way that one drinks, to drink it, some raw wine, or whether it was just a question of what the derech of drinking was in those days. Historically speaking, There is no indication whatsoever, and there's every indication the otherwise, that there was absolutely no difference in the strength of the wine. With wine that has been found and so on preserved, there's no difference in the strength of the wine. The difference is that apparently there's places where there's different minhagim in how they experience drinking wine. So,
wine that comes straight from the barrel without any.
Yeah, it's kishmak, but it's not. It's not
alcohol control. Yeah, it's alcohol control in the wine. The wine that makes anything. They control the...
Yeah, but that's not that's not called wine. What's it? Then it's brandy. It's not wine. But, you know...
The second course of the video.
Right, they still do that with port.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so... But in any event, if you were... If you drank it not the way that it's normal to drink it, so there are those who hold that you're indeed not yotzi the mitzvah. You'd have to drink it again. This is machlokas hapeskim. So what does that mean, Shatan bevatachat you yotze? So Rav Amar, look, you might have been yotze the yayin in terms, again, of drinking wine on Yanta, but you certainly are not yotze the din of the Arba Kosod. I mean, the Arba Kosod, we'll see later on, each one was kavua on a particular mitzvah. So the Arba Kosod, lo yatza, what you try to say you were yotze. So the most we could say is that you were yotze yidei simchas yantav. In other words, you might have thought that you're not. Tosfos says, "What's the avimimim? Why not?" I understand. That's a chiddush. I mean, it's a funny thing to say. Well, you might have been yotze simchas yontif. I mean, well, obviously. I mean, what? No, says Tosfos, because the avimina is that once we make a takon of arba kosot, so mameida the rabbanon will kovei that simchas yontif on leil pesach requires this particular way of achieving. Kamashmal on the arba kosot had nothing to do with simchas yontif, and you were yotze. That yes. How about Ishkamiyam Lebanav Levnei Beito Yatsa? What does that mean? Omri Nachman Yitzchak, you're Yotzi if you drank Rove of the Kos. So from here you see that you have to drink Lechatchila, the entire Kos of the Arba Kosot. Because otherwise, what's the Chiddush? I mean, if all you needed to drink was Arba Kosot, what do I care if you poured the rest out in the drain or you gave it to your kids? I mean, obviously you're going to be Yotzi. So it must be that the Ikar Mitzvah is to drink the entire Kos. Now the question is, does that mean no matter how big it is? Or does that mean you need to drink the shear of the kos, which is the revias? Lamaisa, we end up being mach, we have to drink the kos, whatever it is. Not just the revias of kos, which is the reason you have to be mach, but to get the right size kos, because you don't want too big of a kos, because then you're not going to be in any state to be mekayim your mitzvah by the time you get to the Birkat HaMazon.
State of inebriation doesn't count.
It's the wrong state for brachas. Yeah. Mitzvah.
Like Ohio.
Arba kosot alolu, tzorech shiebem kedei revi'it, echad chai, echad mezug, echad chadash, echad yashan. This is very interesting. According to this braita, you and me wouldn't have said this, and we're going to get to this discussion in a moment, but the Gemara's Havamina, at least according to Rashi, the Gemara's Havamina was, and we'll see why this is the only way to learn it if we have the gears that we have, is that the reference is to all four kosot. And therefore, what it means is that all four kosot together require one revias. And that's our kasha. You said each one of the kosot requires one revias. Here it says all of the four kosot together require. And this is an awfully difficult pshat to fit into the Gemara, because there's absolutely no reason why it would mean that here more than in the original Maimer von Rabbi Yonah Mishmul. Arba kosot halavu tzorchem kedei mizigas kos yafeh. I mean, there we said it means everyone individually. Why would we think that here it means all together? Very strange mistake to make. But we'll see that the girsa that we have is machayav us to make that mistake. And then we'll see there's other girsa. Okay. And not only that, it doesn't matter how you do that drinking. Whether you drink the wine raw, echad chai, echad mazug, it doesn't matter whether it's new wine, meaning it's grape juice. So it's chadash or yashan. Rav Yehuda says, "Oh no, no, no! What are you, grape juice? You get away with grape juice when it comes to stam mitzvah kiddush and so on. Grape juice, you're going to call me is derech cheres. Over here, the whole point of the takana is that it has to have a good taste of wine. It has to look like wine. Mar eyayin. Anyway, but first, before we get to Rav Yehuda, katani miat kedei reviit vaat amet kos yafes. The gears that we have." Does not support Rashi's pshat. He had a girsa in which kika amri my kos yofe lekol chad v'chad kos yofe. Our girsa, Tosfos's girsa, we have my when it says over here the kos yafet, that is the same thing as kedei revi'it. Idi v'dechad shiuru. And that is the way the Rashbam learns it, and Tosfos learns it. In Rashi's girsa, my kos yafet kamashmo, the kol chad v'chad da'avei kula revi'it, is his girsa. So then, it's clear that the question was about whether it needed to be for each kos or not. And the truth is that apparently it was the initial girsa, because Tosfos suggests we should change the girsa. But fine. We've already accepted that girsa. Now, this is a memory over here of the original girsa, so that we ended up with a sort of confusion. The my kedei mizigas kos yafet dekama lekol chad v'chad avle kula revi'is, which is the only thing that Rashi has, you see. So if you take out that part, you're left with the full explanation the way Tosfos learns. If you take out the first part, you're left with the full explanation the way Rashi learns. So we have over here a mizigas hagirsaot. Review Dalimer. Tzorek shebo tam umar'e. It's got to taste like wine. It's got to look like wine. Where do you get that from? Amar of my time, the Review Dalimer. It's a posik in Mishnah. It says, al tera yayin ki yita dam. Don't look at that deep, delicious red color. Because if you do, ki yitain bekos eno yitalech b'meisharim, you're going to start getting drunk. And then you're going to act like an idiot, continues the posik. And therefore, so what do you see from there? It's got to be a nice alcohol content. It's got to be a nice color. Because if it's going to be attractive wine, it's supposed to be this attraction. And here is where Chazal would convey that is precisely what we want you to do. But Shlomo HaMelech was talking about the mirror image of what should be the arba kosot. Tanu Rabbanan, hakol chayavim b'arba kosot halalu. Everyone has to participate in the arba kosot. Men, women, babies. Or maybe the babies. What good is having babies drink wine? Now, what does that mean? Rashbam says, "Halo p'turin mina mitzvot." But the mitzvah of the babies is the same reason we had on the nashim. I mean, everybody was nigal. I mean, so why shouldn't they all participate? The portion of meaning, matoelet, has nothing to do with the chiyuv of mitzvahs. So we learn the Rashbam, the pashtus means. No, bishleim, if they were chayv in mitzvahs, you could say, what do I care if you have toilet or not? And later on we'll see people who got so sick from drinking arba kosot, they were sick for the next 3 months, that nonetheless there's a people drink arba kosot. It's the mitzvah, but tinokot don't have a mitzvah. So what's the union of giving tinokot the yayin? By the way, this also leads us to the question, just a test, this also leads us to the question of whether the shir of Malei Lugmav, we spoke about briefly, is that your personal Malei Lugmav, but if you're Og Melech HaBashan, you might require more, as the Gemara says. Og Melech HaBashan probably revias. You know, I mean, Paul Bunyan even wouldn't take revias as being very, very, very significant. And so the question over here is, what would we give to the Tinokot? If the shir of the Tinokot, if the Malei Lugmav is a reference to the individuals, so then the tinokot would be a little tiny kos that we would give. But anyways, apparently, when it says the potter ben mitzvahs, there would be no reason to be mechayev them. So what would we do to involve tinokot? Says Rabbi, I'll tell you what you do to involve them. You throw out some popcorn on the table. That'll involve them. They'll be scampering all over the place like they do at the roof, you know. You want to have the kids up for the cheder. That's what you should do. So mechalkim am kloyot vegozim. If you give it out to them, they should have lots of. Boy, they used to have the type of kids that were able to put off eating. You know, well, what good is going to be erva Pesach? They need to have it. They need to have it at the Seder, no? And as a matter of fact, I mean, that way you have them involved. They should all yishnu v'yishalu. It's brought to halacha by that rabbi that whenever the kids seem to be a little bit drowsy, that's when you pour out the popcorn. Obviously, they weren't Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
But Kloyot, it's interesting, the Rashbam, who was an Ashkenazi, he brings a minig in Sfarad. In Sfarad. He says the Sfaradim, they actually have a minig, says that they would take chitim, dry them out all year, and, you know, get them ready to have puffed wheat at the Seudah. Because it had to be from the Yechita Yishana. So it was the day before they were martyrs. They couldn't give out the new wheat. So they kept the dry wheat, and they made it special for Pesach, to puff it up and give the kids something. And they say, huh?
From my experience, the babies, they finish more than four kosot before making.
And they're up. That's the pellet.
And
I experienced it. And they say that Rabbi Akiva, when it came to Erev Pesach, he became the candy man. He was the community's candy man. He used to walk around handing out toffee, you know. As I say, they must have had, you know, delayed gratification children in those days. I mean, nowadays they actually do psychological tests, which can determine the whole future of your life. Very interesting. On kids, to see whether they can make a decision to put off gratification to get something better later, or whether they're going to take it now. This is serious problems. In any event, I guess Rabbi Akiva, maybe if Rabbi Akiva is the one who gives it to you, you know. So then you know that I better keep this for the Seder. G'day shelo yishnu v'yishalu. Okay, we'll continue other things that we do at the Seder in order to keep the kids up. And I have tried this. Oh, so I'm saying Erev HaPesach, that's what we're saying, delayed gratification. I have tried this in Daf Yomi. I keep throwing popcorn at Richie. Somehow the only thing I managed to achieve was to have him take off to Tahiti last night. Literally. And that gives us Tahiti. I mean, it's what we make fun of. Yeah, he went off to Tahiti. He did go off to Tahiti, for God's sake. A filo ani Israel lo yochal ad sheyaseh v'yitmar. Matza tzrich hasiva. Moror ein tzrich hasiva yayin. Yitmar mishpeidu nachman tzrich hasiva. V'yitmar mishpeidu nachman ein tzrich hasiva. Lo pligi. Ho betar tikasi kamoi. Ho betar tikasi batroi. Am lo lagis. Trey kasi kamoi bo yaseva. Da hashtu hu de komatchelo lo cheirut. Trey kasi batroi lo bo yaseva. By the way, Isha etzel ba'ala lo bo yasiva. Ve'im isha chashuva hi tzricha asiva. Ben etzel aviv bo yasiva. Ibala. Talmud etzel rabo mai. Tashma amar ba'i ki avina bimar ziginen abir keda adori. But ki atina lvei rav yasif amar no, lo tzrachita. Moro rabcha k'mor ha-shamayim. Mitve, im akol adam esav afilu talmud etzel rabo. Nah, that's referring to shuye de nagri. Ibala. Shamash mai. Tashma ni omre bishu ben levi. Hashamash achal kizayit matzah kishu meisev yatsa. Aha, meisev in lo meisev lo. Shema minan. That boy yaseva shema minan. Lom Reb Yoshua ben Levi. Nashim chayavot barba kasot halalu. Sha'afen hayu bot lamex. Om Reb Yoram Hashmo arba kasot halalu. Tzorek shebem kdei mizigat kos yafer. Shatan chai yatsa, shatan vatachat yatsa, hish kamen lebanav vemito yatsa, shatan chai yatsa, amarova yatsa, maybe yide yayin, but yide chayrut lo yatsa. Shatan bevatachat, rava maria, that's yide yayin yatsa, yide arba kasot lo yatsa. Hish kamen lebanav vemito yatsa, amarova yitzka, only if he drank roof coats. Made him. Arba kasot alolo, tzorek shebem kdei revit, Echad chai v'echad mazug, echad chadash v'echad yashan. Rabbi Yudah omer, no, you can't get away with chadash. Tzorek shebo tam umar yayin. Ketoni miyat, kedei revi'it, v'at omer kos yafet. Amri yidi v'lichad shiuru. Or, ma'i kedei mizigat kos yafet, dek omer kol chad v'chad, avalek kulo revi'is. Rabbi Yudah omer, tzorek shebo tam umar. Omer rov v'mai time. Rabbi Yudah dechtiv, altera yayin, ki yitadeim. Yitalech b'meisharim, as it continues, we see both in Yanni. Tan Rabbanon kol chayov, im b'arba'a kosot alolo echad anashim v'echad ashim v'echad tinokot, om Rabbi Yerbi, ma t'relek yesh tinokot b'yayin? Elam chalkin lem kloyot v'egozim b'arba Pesach, kidei shelo yishnu v'yishalu. Om alo v'Rabbi Akiva, shei v'chal kloyot v'egozim l'tinokot b'arba Pesach, kidei shelo yishnu v'yishalu.
Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Ches. We were holding by Shmamin Amigra Gorir. We just brought a raya that drinking wine actually gives you better appetite, according to the Rashbam, or at least it certainly isn't Ba'akev, the desire to eat subsequently. Okay, so we're holding now on the fifth line, second word. Rav Sheshes Aviyasi Bata Anisa Kol Mala Yuma De Pischa. Rav Sheshes actually used to not eat the entire day. We were talking about the question whether the Isser of Achila Samach Lamincha that was Samach Lamincha Gedela, in which case it would start at 6 o'clock, which in our terms is approximately noon, or whether it would start at 9 o'clock, which in our terms would be, let's say, by 5 at night, depending on the time of the Shkia, obviously. But Reb Sheshes used to actually not eat the entire day. Now, you'll remember that yesterday, what were the two sides of whether it was Mincha Gedela or Mincha Ketana? If it was Mincha Gedela, then it was because of a Gezeira that maybe you'll get involved in a Suda and be late for your Korban Pesach. That's why it would start in the afternoon, at the moment the Korban Pesach would be brought. If it was Mincha Ketana, then it was simply a question of keeping your appetite good in order to be able to eat your matzah with a certain desire, which is a chavivus of the mitzvah. But this doesn't make any sense at all. Why would Reb Sheshes not eat a whole day, starting from the morning? Now, it's possible, says the Gemara, maybe the way to understand Reb Sheshes, by the way, there's a question in Tosfos, whether when it says Reb Sheshes was sitting betanit, it means he literally was in a tainus, like he accepted a tainus to make sure that he wouldn't eat, which is one possibility. Well, yes, betanit means that he restricted severely his intake. That doesn't mean drink, that doesn't mean literally a tainus. Because l'chora, you don't make a tainus unless the Tosfos brings the mitzachasof in the minute that b'choras are indeed misane on hervas. But there was no havamina that he was doing that, apparently. He was looking for some kind of reason. So perhaps the reason was like this. Maybe Reb Sheshes holds that the meaning of our Mishnah that says the Isra of Achila Samuch L'mincha means Samuch L'mincha Gedela. So it starts at 6. Except that he holds 6. That's L'shitas Chev. Because according to you, who hold that the Korban Pesach can only be brought from Chatzos. In Echinami, you have to start being careful from Chatzos. What if I hold like the Shita that says you can bring a Korban Pesach from the morning? So then the same meaning of the Gezerah to you at 6 is to me from 00 hours. It would start right away in the morning. So maybe that's the pshat. Maybe he holds that it's mincha gedela umishum pischa. It's all because of the Korban Pesach. Maybe he'll get involved and he'll come late for his Korban Pesach. Furthermore, perhaps the meaning of Reb Sheshes is that he holds of Reb Oshia Amar Reb Eliezer that machshir hoyav ben besero of the Pesach sheshachtoi shachris barba hasa lishma. That if somebody shechted a Korban Pesach on the 14th in the very morning, l'shem Pesach, we learned before the Shita Senu, if you shecht l'shem Pesach, then it's no good. If you shecht it l'shem Shalomim, so then it becomes now, it's a Pesach Shalom Bismano. But according to Ben Besera, it's a Pesach Bismano. And it's kosher only if you shecht it l'shem Pesach. In which case, mitzafrizman pischol. That would mean that from the early morning, it's already considered to be the time of the Korban Pesach. Why the kula yom ha'chazi l'pischa? The entire day is what the Torah is referring to by saying bein ha'arbaim. Because Bein Harbayim is a weird term. What exactly does Bein Harbayim mean? The Torah says, Shechter Korban Pesach Bein Harbayim. What's Harbayim? So the way we usually understand it is that there's a pair of Erev. What's the pair of Erev? Erev means the shutdown, basically. It's getting dark. You could say, from Chatzos on begins an Erev, because the day now begins to wane. And then you have the Erev, meaning the actual night, which the daytime turns to nighttime. Between those two periods, meaning from Chatzos until the end of the day, is the way we understand it. But suppose you hold that Bein Arbayim means that every day is between two nights. So normally when we say Yom, we mean the night before and the day. If you want to clarify that you mean only during the course of the day, you could say Bein Arbayim, between the two nights, and then you're talking about the daytime. So if that's what he holds, so then it would mean that a Korban Pesach can be brought the entire day. The Savar Bein Arbayim means Bein Erev De'etzmo, the Erev Da'ita, the meaning of Bein Arbayim, make room for the Chosun. Yeah, right here. We just want everybody to know that you're here. All your ships at sea. Great. Where's the shirt? Really?
I don't know.
So according to him, the Bein Arbayim means actually the entire day. And that would explain in a very lumdisher way why it is that Reb Sheshes kept a tainus. Says the Gemara, well, lumdis aside, is actually another reason why he kept a tainus. Shiny Reb Sheshes, the East is having. Reb Sheshes had a problem, a very delicate constitution. Detoyim betzav from meat. If he ate anything in the morning, lo'ur t'lav emanei lemich, they couldn't stand eating the rest of the day already. That's a rather prosaic explanation, not very long, just, but that was the fact. he couldn't eat. If he would eat in the daytime, he wasn't able to eat matzah at night already. So the only way that he could have any kind of appetite for eating matzah was by keeping a tainus the whole day. According to which it's difficult, I mean, to believe literally he kept a tainus, but Tosfos says maybe it means that he was afraid he would, you know, see a nice piece of cake, maybe slip. So he made it an actual tainus. Okay. Right, that's his first explanation. Pashtus yeah. Is love that. Yosef Batanis. In other words, he was careful not to eat him. He would drink, he would, you know, take less than a kazayas. He didn't want to fill up. The next piece that we had was that no matter what your social status is, you cannot eat unless you eat in a way that very clash of a people. You have to lean over the way that was the minhag to eat among the nobility. Itzma. Bryce says like this. Matzah tzarich hasiva, moror ain't tzarich hasiva. When it comes to eating matzah, so over there, the matzah is indeed a simon of chirut, but moror is a simon of enslavement. So you know, it doesn't make sense to eat moror as a symbol of enslavement while being a Ben Chorin. A contradiction. Tosfos points out, matzah seems also to be a little bit of a contradiction because it's a lechemoni. Mm-hmm. So if it's lechemoni, so then we're eating it also as memory of enslavement. So why does it require a seva? It's just because in actuality there's a different element. The different element is that lo yochlu li'itmameh ba'meah, that was that they were so free that the Egyptians were dying to get rid of them. So it's the sense of the rush to freedom is also innate in the matzah. That's the part that we're actually involved in at the time of achilas matzah. Yayin. So how about the wine? So itmar mishmeda Reb Nachman tzarech haseva. We have a mimer from Reb Nachman that wine also requires leaning. And we have another mimer from Reb Nachman that we were makabel that ain't tzarech haseva. Is that the machlokas? No, says the Gemara. Actually, there are two sets of kosot. Ho'betarte kasi kamoi. Ho'betarte kasi batroi. It depends whether you're talking about the first two kosot or you're talking about the second kosot. Which direction? Ah, that depends, you see. Some say, Amir la'aygisav, Amir la'aygisav. Some say in one direction, meaning the first two require a seva, the second two don't. Some say in the opposite direction. The first two don't require a seva, the second two. Usually we get into trouble with this type of thing. We end up doing everything, you know, which is what happened. What's the reasoning? The reasoning is like this. Amri lahaygis, amri lahaygis. Amri lahaygis, one approach would be to say, the trei kasi kamoi boi haseva, the hashto dekom matchalo loy cheros. What we're doing at the beginning of the Seder is we're getting involved in the process of becoming free. Because be'etzem, the avod of the Seder itself is not a commemoration of freedom, it's an actual growing into freedom through the involvement of the words of the Haggadah and through reconstructing the events of Mitzrayim. So a person gradually gains the zechira, the awareness of freedom, which broadens his outlook. So he's in the process now of becoming free. During that period, when you're being Isaac and becoming free, it's very important to act out that freedom. So therefore, you have to drink it. By the way, the Rambam's understanding, and the Sfardim actually, are knowing this way. The Rambam's understanding of Tzarich Adam Lirot Et Atzmo, Kilu Hu Yatzah Mitzrayim, his gears is Tzarich Adam Leharot Et Atzmo. A person has to act out Kilu Hu Yatzah Mitzrayim. That means that the union of bending is part of the process in which the act actually moves you, changes you. So therefore, it's part of the Avoda of the Haggadah. It makes sense that the two of them, original two, are involved in Cherut. Mashen came the second two Kosot. The second two Kosot was you already have achieved Cherut. So there's Trey Kasi Batroy, Loboy Hasev, Maidahave Havi. At this point, it's commemorative. That was, if I've achieved what I needed to achieve with Haggadah, fine, now we're free. A free man acts the way he wants. You want to act like a Slav, act like a Slav. You don't have to act out the freedom. So don't eat Bahaseba. Whereas Amrila Haigisa, the others learn not the opposite. Trey Kasi Batroy Boy Hasev. Actually, it's the later two Kosod where you've achieved Cheres. Over there, Ahi Shaita the Kahavi Cheres. But Trey Kasi Kamoy, while you're drinking the two first kosot, lobo yaseva, dakati avoni mayinu kama. At that point, you're actually still involved in reconstructing the events of Mitzrayim. So you're supposed to still sense the avdut. So it would make more sense to drink baseva after the completion of the Haggadah and drink shaloba yaseva to sense the feeling. Like when we begin the Haggadah, you'll notice when we say holach ma'anya, so we stress the anias of the matzah. When we come to the end of the Seder, we say matzah zushan oichlim al shumma. Ashum shalo you speak Betzekam, which is the union of Cheres. So again, there's a process that's involved. So what's more important? The involvement in the vision of the Cherut that I'm attempting to achieve, in which case I need to act out Cheres, or the sensations of Avdus. Okay, so we have two different approaches, which Lamaisa make a big difference in how to sense what it is that you're doing during the course of the Seder. It's not just a theoretical thing. It's a different stress in what you're doing in the Seder. By the way, you should know that if you take a look in the Rashbam, the way that he appears, his girsa seems to be Hahi Shaita Mishtai Becherut. It's at that time that he's speaking about Cherut. And that's not as powerful as the girsa that we have. It's at that time that you're actually creating Cherut. But it also makes sense. If I'm dealing with the discussion of Avonim Ayinu L'Faro Mitzrayim Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu. So the discussion of Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu, I should actually be a Ben Chorin and show that I'm a Ben Chorin. So at that point, it's not so much the Aveda per se as the expression of the commemoration. It's not 100% clear, by the way, that what we have is a Debor HaMatchil. It's 100% what it is as Girsa was in the Gemara, because sometimes there's a Pirish in what we view as just the Debor HaMatchil, is a quote from the Gemara. But it looks like that's what his Girsa was actually. Okay, so we have two approaches. Now, of course, the problem is, so what do we do? Which approach of Rambam do we do? So, says the Gemara, that Adarabba, that's first good thing, I didn't say it inside. I'm a Lahagisa, I'll just say the other way. Adarabba, Trekasi, Patroi, Boy, Seva, Yishai, Tadakavi, Cheros. Trekasi, Kamai, Lo, Boy, Seva, Tadakati, Avodi, Mayinu, Korma. Hashtad, Itmarochi, Vitmarochi. Now that we have two different ways of quoting Rambam Nachman, well, I guess we'll have to do both. Idi, Vidi, Boy, Seva. We should actually do Haseva in both, which is strange because there's a reason not to be Mesa. It's not as if we're saying, well, okay, you might as well. And you might as well, besides which. I mean, isn't this like a Suffolk Rabbana? I mean, all things is the Rabbana, but Abi Machmir, both of them are saying. But the truth is, if I don't know which to do, I won't do either, so there won't be any Gezer the Rabbana. It won't be a Takana Vasev at all, right? I mean, that's how the Ran explains it. You can't view this as a typical Suffolk Rabbana, because if we're going to do the Suffolk Rabbana, we'll end up not being Mesa. But the Takana Rabbana was to be Mesa. You can't say Suffolk Rabbana Lakula if it's Bevata the Takana. I mean, obviously, they don't want you to be Bevata the Takana. Right? It's an obvious, very cute, but it's an obvious svara. But it must be, in other words, that if we say we're going to do both, that there are both issues that are not necessarily contradictory. In other words, one of them is a commemorative. We don't say my da'aviha at the Seder. Indeed, we act out the achievement of Seder. And we can at the same time say that at the first part of the Seder, we're being Isaac in the achievement. So in the middle, we act it out. So the first part is acting out. The second part would be commemorative. But Lamaisa, you could do a Seba in both. It's not a contradiction. There's really no problem. Prakdan lo shmei ha-seva. If you're on your back, flat on your back, that's not considered to be Haseva. You may be in an easy chair lying back with your legs crossed and you got everything is beautiful, but that's not called a Seva. Because that's the derech of, interestingly enough, it's not the derech of Cheres, maybe the derech of liberty, but it's not the derech of freedom. It's feeling breezy.
Again, can you then?
Groovy. Groovy is maybe at liberty, but groovy isn't free.
What's the difference again?
No. Come on, man. I mean, this touches the roots. Feeling groovy. Anyway, what's groovy? Like, tell me you're too old to remember Simon and Garfunkel. Come on, not gonna go. Groovy is just a sense of not worrying. Just feeling relaxed, walking down the street, whistling at lampposts. Hello, lampposts. All right. So that's not considered to be derech cheres. Haseva yamin, also leaning to your right side, lo shma haseva, is not considered to be derech cheres. And what's worse is, v'lo od, ela shema yagdim kona leveshet, v'yavo lidei sakana. What's worse is if you eat in the wrong direction, that there's actually a machlokas here between the Mefarshim, between the Rishonim, with Rashi, Rashbam, whether this is going back on prakadan, that if you try to eat while you're leaning back, so then what happens, is you create the danger of inhaling your food because you can't cover the windpipe properly because the gravity pulls back on the epiglottis and you're now exposing your lungs to food coming in. You may choke. You may end up getting that food down your trachea instead of down your esophagus. And however, other Rashbam time is it means that if you lean to your right, you'll have that sakana, which isn't as clear because in the mice, why is the right anywhere than the left? I mean, they say maybe a pshat is, I mean, I don't know, the modern Mefarshim say maybe the pshat is that if you lean to the right, so then it's more likely that the food could slide down directly into your lung. Because on the right-hand side, the lung is more directly exposed. On the left, there's a bend in the bronchi. In the melee, well, the food won't go to have a chance to cough it up, so at least you won't kill yourself. Maybe that's the pshat. But in any event, if you learn that it's going on going backwards, then it's a double pasha. Shemi yaktim kana levesha. V'yavoli de sakana. Isha itzel ba'ala, lo boi haseva. What's the whole idea over here? The whole idea over here is that you're supposed to act out cherut. If the norm, if the social norm is that this is not the way a ben korin acts, then obviously it's absurd to say that you should act out cherut in that way. The norm was not that women should be leaning. It's exposure. It's not proper. So the woman sat them much more chosha. But by the way, there's a different girsa here that doesn't have isha etzel ba'ala, because it isn't a function of the fact that she's sitting there in front of her husband and therefore she's not mesa. It was just the fact that women didn't used to be mesa. And that's how actually the shiltes learned. Women wasn't mesa because it was not the derech of women to be mesa. There's nothing to do with the particular situation. Our girsa isha etzel ba'ala lo ba'yaseva is that there's a sense of attentiveness. And always, I mean, imagine, I know in my home, the women will never sit on the side of the table that's far from the kitchen, because nebuch, they're always jumping up off the table. They're all around the table. I might as well. So it's the same thing with the seva. There's a feeling of doing things. You know, a woman doesn't have that opportunity to relax. So there's no a seva in a situation.
When they say no baya seva, it means they don't need to, or but they're not?
That's the question. If it's a din, that's why the shilta says it this way. If it were a din in the kavod of her husband, not to be amazed, why does it say doesn't need? That question doesn't need. It would be prohibited because of the question of us. Okay. We're getting to it. The imisha chashuvahi tzricha seva. However, if she is herself the isha chashuva, so the norm of an isha chashuva where she handles her own affairs is that she acts indeed the way that a man would act, and she would be mesiv. So then she requires a seva, and if not, she wouldn't be yotze. A ben etzel aviv boy haseva. Again, because he's not considered to be in a position that it's improper for him normally to act out cheres in front of his father. That's not the accepted norm, is that a ben in fact would act as a ben chorin, even etzel aviv. Iboilu, talmid etzel rabo mai. What would be the din of a talmid by his rab? So one pshat, there's actually two basic approaches to this question. One is that, is it considered to be a norm that he should act out cheres? The other is there a contradiction between acting out cheres and the din of kavanat Torah? And if there is, which one would be more important? Less persuasive in the context of the sugya. The context of the sugya seems to be what would be the expected norms of cheres. So in a position where somebody is usually ill at ease or feels that he doesn't have a right to simply lie back, you say, let your hair down, lie back. He's not going to do that in front of the rab. So therefore, maybe he wouldn't require a seva. Tashma, we can bring a raya from an actual event that Abaya said, Ki avinu beimar, when we used to be learning by Rebbe, meaning by Rabba, Zagina na birchei dahadadi. So while Rabba was Rosh Hashiva, we were all at his Seder, everybody would lean on the other guy's lap. We didn't have room to put out big fancy chairs. There were 100 people around the Seder. But so we leaned on each other in order to be Yotzeh Seva. When Rabba died and Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, Ki atina levei Rabbi Yosef amar lo lo tzrichatu. That's not necessary. More rabcha ki more shamayim. It's like a person wouldn't lie down in Har Sinai. He wouldn't lie down there a cheruz, even though the whole mitzvah of the Torah is cheruz. But the sense of awe is such that he wouldn't lie. So here also, it's not considered to be the derech of cheruz b'mokom meira. Or again, the other way of learning it is that it's more important to show kavod haTorah than to show the derech of cheruz, which to me is not as persuasive. So we ask on this, says it, imakol adam meisav, afilu talmid etzel rabo. How could Rabbi Yosef say to his talmidim, it's not necessary for you to be meisav, if the Braita says that even a talmid etzel rabo must be meisav? And it says the Gemara, ki tanya yibashulya denagre. A Talmud Eitzel Rabo does not have to mean his Rebbe for learning Torah. He could be the sorcerer's apprentice. So the question is, how much cover do you have to give the sorcerer? Or he might even just be apprentice to a pirate. Was it a pilot? Or was it perhaps a carpenter? What is the meaning of the Nagri over here? Now the point is that there is a certain amount of Mora that an apprentice has to have. Obviously, he's not going to learn. That's the typical bracketing of the learning process. But nonetheless, it certainly doesn't preclude his being a Ben Chorin. The Meli would be Chayev on Pesach, even in front of his master. Iboilu, Shamashmai, how about a guy who is serving at the table? Do we say that his particular your position at this point is that he's acting out service, because that's the reality, as opposed to chayrus, or does he have the same din as everybody else? Tashma di amr b'yishu ben levi, ha-shamash she'achal kizayit matzah, kishu mesev yatzah. If the shamash ate a kizayis in all of his work over here, but while he was leaning, not that he should chop a piece while he's serving everybody else, that's not going to count. If while he was leaning, he's yotzah. Do you see from there? Dafke, if he's leaning, mesevin, lo mesev lo. Shema mina that a shamash clearly requires a seva. However, the Rishonim point out that there's a very big shema mina over here that we didn't know before. If I asked you up until I read this, if I asked you, you, and what would happen if a guy wasn't mekayim in the midst of a seva? Does he have to eat his matzah again? Or he just wasn't mekayim in the midst of a seva? Is it a din in the matzah, or it's a separate din in the cherus? Since it says over here, lo yatzah, means it wasn't yatzah the matzah. So from there we learn, la locha, that it's not that the rabbanim were mitzaken, that there's an issue to be mekayim your mitzvah while you're mesa. I wasn't mekayim that mitzvah, but I was certainly mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah. You see from here that no, the takana was that the way to eat matzah, l'tzarech mitzvah, is only beseva. If you don't eat matzah, derech haseva, then mitzvah, you weren't yotzi your mitzvah. So you'd have to re-eat the matzah. Question is, would you have to re-eat the matzah with the chumra of the kazayas d'oraisa? Or do we say, no, that's only a matzah to rabbana? It's interesting. There's a very big machlokas about this issue. Whether when the rabbana make a takana that defines the mode of asiyas ha-mitzvah, is it that they were actually oikah the mitzvah, and you have to act as if you haven't had the matzah at all? Definitely kedai to make sure you eat the matzah the same. Especially nowadays, when each kazayas is 16.
One.
Wine. You mean, that's machlok. Whether by wine, is it the same? Or by wine, there's one takana. It's no gay, really, the Amud Beis. We'll see how we can split the elements of wine. Because remember, we also have another issue, which is that it becomes out of sveik on a particular code. Because we don't know if it's the trade kasi kamaisi or the trade kasi basraisi. If the only reason that we did it was not to be mavata the takana, so then it means I could still be yotzi without it being derech eruv in a particular case. So that also has to be taken into consideration. A lot of brilliant problems in these sugyas. It's very rich because the takanas that deal with the underlying nature of like what the rabbanan to do when they make such a takana. Nashim chayavot bi arba'a kasot halal. Women, even though normally we would say mitzvah saseshas van gorma, a woman isn't chayavet. So this is something that is at a particular time. So a woman shouldn't be chayav in this mitzvah. Nonetheless, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a woman is absolutely chayavet to drink these four kosot, just like a man is chayav. Why? She'af hein ayubo to'anis. Now here, the explanation of the Rashbam, the Balei Tosfos Bichlal, is she'af hein ayubo to'anis does not mean they are included in the Geula of Mitzrayim. What it means is that the entire Geula of Mitzrayim was achieved by them. So therefore, it would be insane to leave them out. You can't apply normal rules when it comes to Pesach and women, because Pesach was achieved by women. But of course, as the Balei Tosfos point out, and that's true about every Geula, so therefore women are Chayav Zechanukah, because it was Ayyadei women, the Mice with Yudis, that we achieved Geula. Women are Chayavis and Megillah, because it was through women that we achieved Geula. Mashenke, when it comes to Sukkah, even though that's part of Geula, we don't say that women are Chayavot. Even though they were, it's part of Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, so they too went out of Mitzrayim, they too were on the road. So you see that there's a difference between saying you should be chayeves in the midst of Saseh Shazman Gorma, where stam there's a reason you should be included. That's not enough. You need that it should actually be the source of the reason to be done. It's very interesting. Yeah. But unfortunately, as Tosfos himself points out, from the Yerushalmi, it's not mashma that way. Because the Yerushalmi has a different girsa, not she'afena yugoto anes, but rather afena yugoto asafek, which means that they were in danger of hashmada. So, and what we're looking at is being saved, in which case it doesn't matter that it was achieved by them. Over here, it's they are an essential part of the miracle. So, but it could be that maybe the Yerushalmi and Achinami has a different approach. But from the Lashon of the other, that's how Tosfos is medayed.
Why the word even if they were the main?
No, because all he's saying, Rashbam, the Balei Tosfos, is that just inclusiveness wouldn't be enough. Because you could say that about all the mitzvahs out there. So in this particular circumstances, we must say that they have to be included. Not saying only. Why? Because they achieved it. Amr Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Arba'a kosot halalu tzarich she'eh behem kidei mezigat kos yafeh. That there's a major difference in how to learn this sugya between Rashi and the Rashba. The girsa that we have is clearly oriented towards the Rashbam's pshat. Towards Rashi's pshat. So we'll learn it like that, and I'll show you what the words are that are problematic, and that indeed the Rashbam takes out. So the assumption at this point is that what it means is you need between all the four kosot to have sufficient wine to be able to pour kedei mizigat kos yafeh. What is a mizigat kos yafeh? First of all, mizigah means a mix. Because in the time of Chazal, wine was very thick, very strong, they didn't drink it straight. So they would have to mix 3 to 1. A kos yafeh is a reference to the kos of Birkat HaMazon. The reason we call it a kos yafeh is because there are 10 special takanot that you have to have with the way in which it's supposed to come all the way up to the top, and it has to be surrounded, whatever that means, by people or by your hands, and it has to have a shir of the revias, and so on and so forth. So, okay, so this is kedei mezigas kos yafeh, which meant, at least we thought at this point, which meant that between all the four kosot, you need to have sufficient wine to make one kos of a revias, which would mean you needed to have a quarter of a revias, so that when you added 3 to 1, you would have in each kos a quarter of a revias, but not a revias. So in other words, you would have only sufficient of a 1/16 in each kos of pure wine, which would then make a quarter of a kos, quarter of a revias. Why we would say such a crazy thing isn't clear, but from the Gemara later on, the girsa is that, no, it actually means the kolachad v'yach, everybody has to have that amount. And that's the way, that of course is the halacha. Everybody has to have a quarter of a revias of pure wine, which is a revias of mixed wine. But for some reason at this point, we thought otherwise. I'll show you the other way to read the Gemara in a minute. Furthermore, Shatan Chai, another thing that Reb Yehuda quoted Shmuel is saying, is that if l'maisa you didn't add water and you drank it pure and that's not a derech shtiyah, you'd still be yotze. Furthermore, if you were Shatan Bevatachai, you drink them all at one time. So this is a guy who's really enjoying his wine. He's got his four kosot on the table already. He drinks the first one and says, boy, that was good. Takes the next one and just keeps going. So he drinks all his four kosot at one time. Because here he's yotze. It's strange. And the whole takana, the four kosot, was that each one was supposed to be a different mitzvah. So, okay, we'll see in a moment what that means. So let's go. And one last thing that Shmuel said was, Yishka mehem levanav levnei beito yatsa. If somebody gave his kos to his children to drink, he would also be yotze. Also strange. Let's go through each one of these. We'll save the first one, Meshaleh, for last, because that one gets us into problems. Let's first take the last 3 points. Okay, you said that if you were Shatan Chai, you were Yotze. Omar Rava, yeah, you were Yotze. You were Yotze Yedei Yayin, but you weren't Yotze Yedei Cherut, meaning according to the Rashbam, you were Yotze Yedei Yayin, meaning you were Yotze Simchas Yantar. But you weren't Yotze Yerabra Kosas. So, I mean, this is Yotze. I mean, first of all, the Shiloh, this part, is a machlok is actually what it means. Shatan Chai Yotze. If Derech Cherus requires a save, it certainly requires drinking wine the way a Ben-Gurion drinks wine. Wine itself. You're not going to drink garbage. The chai is not the way somebody usually would drink. So some learn this simply means, okay, but Chazal weren't mitaken that should be ma'akir, the derech eres. In which case, you would still be yotzi arba kosos, even though they weren't derech eres. If that's true, then Ariel's previous question is also magiyadet. Because if the derech eres, which is the derech haseva, isn't ma'akiv in terms of the mixture of the wine, then it shouldn't be ma'akiv in terms of the drinking of the wine without hasev. It's only an added issue. If that's how we understand it, lemaisa lahalacha, we understand it that way. In other words, if you drank wine that wasn't so atatat deracheres, you're still yotze the takana to drink wine. How to drink the wine is a separate issue. So you didn't do it properly, but you did it. You did your drink of arbakas. Okay, that's lemaisa the way that we end up understanding the gemara. The second piece, which says that if you drank them all at one time, that you would be yotze. So there, Rav explains that what it means is you're yotze deyayin. Here, for sure, it means you're yotze deyayin in the sense of Simchas Yonta. Taisvah says, why would I have thought not? I understand. What's a Nogeya? What's Avim? He says, this is because I might have thought that just as the Rabbonin gave definitions on how to be Mekayim your mitzvahs, the definition, this is a way to become the mitzvah of Matzah. Maybe the Rabbonin said that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontiv, which is normally drinking wine, we'll see later on, Ein Simcha Elabavasa V'yayin, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontiv has to be Mekuyam in a fashion of Cheres when it comes to Pesach. So you wouldn't even be Yotzi Yechiv of Simcha. You now have to have another Sud in order to be Mekayim as Simchas. And do it properly. So
one would have thought. So therefore, Shmuel says, no, that's not a problem. Two separate issues. This isn't Nogia Sukkos Yontif at all. It's only Nogia Halacha of drinking four courses of Shem Chayes. So Sukkos Yontif, you're Yotze. But since you drank them all at one time, they are Bakasot Lo Yotze. Yishkamiyam, the third, or fourth actually, the third thing we're discussing, the fourth Maimer of Shmuel. Yishkamiyam Levanav Levnei Veito Yotze. You gave them to drink to your children, you'd be Yotze. What does that mean? Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, but that's only if you yourself drank a roof goats. You yourself would have to drink the Rov Kos, because otherwise you weren't Yotze. This isn't like wine of Kiddush. You can give somebody else to drink. Over here, you aren't the Mukhuyev to drink yourself the Rov Kos. The question is, does Rov Kos mean literally Rov Kos? Or does it mean the same thing it means by Kiddush? By Kiddush, we say Molei Lugma. What's the din by Abba Kosos? Does it mean Molei Lugma? Tosef says, yeah, of course. That's not Nu Halacha. It means Molei Lugma. So let's say you had a gigantic Kos. You have to drink Rov Kos. You drink what you would normally drink, which was Rov Revius, and then you may have 9/10 of the kos left. So then according to Tosfos, when it says over here, you give it out to your family, it means you give it out to your family, they could be Yotze, because you don't have to drink the Rov kos in order to be Yotze. So maybe there's a large kos that's enough for five people to be Yotze, each one of them having Kamala Lugma. However, the Beis Yosef brings the Ramban, this is the way we're all knowing, La-Locha, that Rov kos means Rov kos, no matter how large the kos is. You can't get away with Molei Lugma. What's the reason? It's a brilliant way to understand the sugya. Where the Rabbanan said that you have to make Kiddush on Yayin. So what's the Chashivas over there? The Yayin. So the Yayin, the Chashivas of drinking wine, is Molei Lugma. But where the Takana was that you have to have Arba Kosos, it's not the wine. It's the Kos. In which case it becomes a din in Rov Kos. Therefore, we're Noyeg indeed, no matter how big the Kos is, you have to at least finish Rov Kos, like the Ramban. In which case, it's Kedai to be careful about how large your Kos is. You have to be careful not to give someone who can't tolerate the wine to give him a large kos, say, okay, I'll drink Molei Lugma. According to Ramban, it's not sufficient. Actually, because it's a bit of the kos, and there are cheres, the chatchila would drink the entire kos. It becomes even more critical, especially in light of the end of today's sugyas, we'll see, which is, can you use grape juice? It's not so partial.
Let me just ask, you said a bit earlier that they're allowed you to drink in between the cup as an appetizer.
In the first cup.
Yeah, yeah. Once you've said that, what's the other minute to think that if you drank all your cup together, you would be yotze the cup? I mean, because otherwise, in that
maybe because if you're drinking not l'shem the kos, you're drinking only l'shem seuda, so it's not, yeah, could be. I mean, we'll see. We'll get into major sugyas of kavana coming up, see whether it's nogia. Although the entire sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana is an arvip sam sugya, for obvious reasons. I mean, the whole union of derech eretz have a choice doing something without kavana. The question is that b'chol mitzvah? So, now let's get back to the first thing that Shmuel said, because that was disturbing. The way we understood it, a libra de Rashi, was that you need in toto sufficient raw wine to make one revius between the four kosos. So each kos, even after mixing, would only contain a reva revius, right? Asks the Gemara, Meisve, arba kosos halolotzor shiebem kidei revius. Here it says that the four kosos need a full revius, not a quarter of a revius. And it doesn't matter whether the wine is chai or mazu. You have to have that revius in the kos. I don't care how you do it. Obviously, there's a hakvada to do it correctly, but lamaisa, in terms of the shear you could be yotze with raw wine or with mazug wine. I don't care if the wine is chadash, it's grape juice, basically it still hasn't fermented properly. I don't care if the wine is yashan, which according to the Rashbam could mean that it's so old that it's already past its prime, no longer has its proper taste. In the book of, what's the name of that book you did? Rogoff? The Rogoff books. Of, how do you like that? It fits, you know. There's the Rogoff book of all of the kosher wines from all over the world that rates them. So there's some wines that can't be rated because they're too old now. So he refuses to give them a rating because they're no longer the wine they were. You know, how does he say unrateable? That's his, the word he uses. So, but nonetheless, even though it's yasham, it's okay. Others understand that one is good and one is bad. Echad chadash means whether it's bad or echad yasham, whether it's good or vice versa. Whether it's in its prime and good or whether it's not in its prime. But I mean, the other way of understanding, maybe it's not. Tosfos doesn't understand the Rashbam that way, and it certainly isn't mashma that way to me either. But other achronim suggest that maybe the pshat is in either direction. It's no good. Well, it's no good because it's junk wine because it's still chadash. It's no good because it's past its prime. It's not the same as the Echad Chai v'Echad Mazur, that's for sure. It's a little hard to believe. It's certainly not the way Tosfos understands.
When Yosef sent to Yaakov.
Oh, yeah. So what he brings is a raya.
Yeah,
you said that yourself. himself. He brings this as a raya. It was old wine. So it must be that's good wine. Because that doesn't mean it's not necessarily over old. Okay. Rav Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda says, no, I don't like this business of the echad chodesh echad yoshan in any way. Tzorach sheyeh bo tam umara yayin. It has to have the taste, has to have an alcoholic taste, and has to look like wine. What is this sissy grape juice and this this white wine stuff? I mean, where's the robust and real wine over here, which we'll get to in a moment? Katani mi, it's been anyways, as far as what we're concerned. Does it say k'day revias? And you say that no, it's enough to have kos yaf. Answers the Gemara. Amri, idi vidi chat shiura. Both are the same shiur. What did Shmuel mean when he said my k'day mizigat kos yafet de gomar? When he said mizigat kos yafet, he meant l'kol chad v'chad. Everybody should have a kos yafet, which means that you need a shear of revias, so that multiplied, when you have a 3-to-1 mix of the revias, you'll now have 4 revias, which gives you 1 full revias for each coast. So now we understand that everything fits in. The big problem with this pshat is, even though it fits into the words of the Gemara as we have it, what makes us think that the brisa that says k'day revias is referring to each coast, whereas when Shmuel says k'day mezigas kos yaf, it's referring to all of them together? It's completely arbitrary. When you ask a kasha on Shmuel, it's the same exact language. What made you think it was a contradiction? Weird. Because of that, the Rashbam's approach is, don't read this part about the last thing. Period. That's how to read it. Don't say this, that was never the issue. The issue is that we thought originally that Mizigat Kos Yafer was not the equivalent of a Revias. You say Mizigat Kos Yafer, and the Brisa says the Revias. Which one is it? And it's like, well, what do you mean, which one is it? It's the same thing. Because after you have the mixture of the water, you end up with a Revias. And that's all that the Brisa was saying. Okay, so according to him, we don't have that problem of, so why aren't you saying? Lemaisa, the other way of learning it, apparently is this, that if you're telling me k'day mizigas kos yafeh, and you're not telling me how much needs to be in the coast, but how much wine I need, it's mashma that you're talking about how much wine you need at the Seder. You need mizigas kos yafeh. I'm not talking about the coast per se. But if you're saying the wine requires a revias, that's the standard for drinking a coast. Then it's undoubtedly a reference to each coast needs to be a revias. And therefore, the Gemara says, but I thought you said we only need Mizigas Kos Yafa between all the four Kosa. The Gemara says, no, we mean L'kol Echad V'Echad. So it boils down to Chad Shiura. That's Rashi's Pshat. It works out very nicely in the Sugya. Rav Yehuda Omer Tzarech Shebo Tamu Marayai. Now we said, Rav Yehuda says, you need to have something robust. It's got to taste like wine. It's got to look like wine. Omer Rava, my time to Rav Yehuda. Where does Rav Yehuda get this from? Dichtiv Al Tere Yayin Ki Yit Adem. See, Shlomo HaMelech is warning you away from the allure of wine. Don't look at that deep red color. You never know where it will lead you down the nasty road. So you see that the nature of yayin is that its power lies in its ability to seduce. And part of that seduction, obviously, is the alcohol. But the less obvious part is the yitadeh, is the red of it. But that means that the chashivas of the wine that Shlomo is addressing is its allure. So in which case, if you're going to use it derech cheres, you want to have seductive wine. It's got to look like wine. It's got to taste like wine. Based on this, Ramesha Paskin, really, in the U.S., not to use grape juice, because I mean that seems to be connected to the whole idea of alteria and gita den. So it would only be a true b'diavad if you lose this connected review of the shita. The pashtus, you'll note, doesn't say over here anything more about the color. All it says gita den. We're reading in which Rishonim do that, and therefore by definition it includes the need of tam yayin. The shaila is, what is exactly does tam yayin mean? Is it indeed the alcohol, or is it the grape element of the yayin? I mean, others pass cannot, like Ramesh Rishonim's almond, and didn't agree with that. There's some remark of it because of it. Be careful about grape juice, they literally can't take anything else. Tana Rabbana. Hakol chayavim be'arba kosot halalu, echad anashim, v'yachad nashim, v'yachad tinokot, even kids. Om Rav Yehuda, v'chimato elet yesh tinokot b'yayin. What good is it feeding kids wine? So the Rashbam understands this to mean, how could you be mechayev children wine if they are not chayev in mitzvahs? So in other words, according to him, the Gemara understood tinokot to mean literally tinokot, too young to even be mechanic. Others learn the question is, of course it's talking about that what do you think, we're going to give a one-year-old wine? What's the point? That's a given. The meaning was to give your 10-year-old wine. So he adds, to give wine is all very nice, if the mitzvah were the wine per se. But the inyan of the mitzvah is derech eres, and a child doesn't enjoy wine, it isn't derech eres. That's the problem. It's all very nice to say, we'd like to be mechanech you in the mitzvah. How are you going to do that? It's impossible, because wine doesn't mean to the child what it means to the adult. So therefore, by definition, you're not being mechanech. Right? It's an interesting approach. Ela, therefore, is it you want to do something for the kids? I'll tell you what to do for the kids. Bring popcorn. have a pile of nuts and a pile of popped grains, and they get that all ready on Erev Pesach, and keep them involved so that they don't go to sleep. Kedei shelo yishnu v'yishalu. You want them to ask you, wow, this is a heck of a day. Why? What's so different about today? That's exactly what we wanted you to ask. So that's what to do. Amar lav Rabbi Akiva, Shai Mechalik Kloyes Begos to Tinokos Berev HaPesach. He actually used to give out an Erev Pesach to make sure that the kids wouldn't go to sleep. Sometimes the pshat is if you go to sleep before, so then you get very sleepy. You want to keep them up Erev Pesach, not just give them something to look forward to. In order, Shalo Yishnu, we want to make sure that they wouldn't go to sleep. Others learn that on the contrary, it'll make them sleepy and they'll get a chance to be ready to ask questions and say they'll be wide awake. But in any way, we'll see tomorrow that there's other nyanim that we do to keep them up. Okay, it's time. For those who have a few minutes, we can do our brief review from the fifth line. Reb Sheshes Aviyazi B'tani Zikom Alon Yomer Pischal Nima Kasev Reb Sheshes Samach Minkra Deilatlan Umishum Pischal Udim Amim Shechasim Minim Milavit Pischal Vesav Lok Yadayam Reb Yishyam Reb Elazar Makshay Ben Vesev Pesach Shaktur Shakris Be'arbasa Mishmo. Therefore Mitzaf Razman Pesachu. By the way, I forgot to explain what is added with the words and therefore the morning is Man Pesach. The thing is that even Ben Beser was only Matir B'diavad. He didn't say L'chadchila bring a Pesach in the morning. He said if you bring a Pesach in the morning, you could still include it in the concept of Bein Arbaim. So why should I not eat in the morning? I'm anyway not supposed to go in. Tosis was bothered by that. I think that's mamish the meaning of Mitzafras Ban Pesach. I don't know, he doesn't say it, but L'chara, you can learn that very beautifully in the Sugya. Since L'maisen, the Zman of Pesach, even though it's only B'diavad, it's from the morning, he held it, the Takana. It's not really that you'll be too involved to bring a carbon Pesach, but that where it's shayach to have a Pesach, it should be Isaac and anything else. Therefore, they made one takana, which even though it's not bizman abayit, Ben Beser wasn't bizman abayit, nonetheless, we retain that takana, which means the same way in the morning, so too bizman azeh. Sorry. So therefore, he also holds like Rabbi Shimon Machshor Ben Beser Shach. Therefore, Mitzafras Ban Pischu to Kula Yom Afazul Pischu Nesover Ben Arba'im means Ben Erev Det Mol Erev De Ayina. Says the Gemara, nothing so fancy. I'm afraid. Shani Reb Chista De Yistin Is Havi. Do you tell him Mitzafras Midi Lur To Lo Havi Mani Lo Yichlam Afilo Ani Bischu Lo Yochalach Yaseh Itma Matza Tzarech Haseva Moror Ein Tzarech Haseva Yain Itma Mishpeh Rodak Mat Tzarech Haseva. Now some say that means la'agisa, and some say no, on the contrary. Some say I'm la'agisa trei kasi kamoi v'yasev da'ashu tekomat chalolul cheres, but trei kasi batroi lo v'yasev. Because look, at this point, might have a habit. I'm la'agisa adrab trei kasi batroi v'yasev aishaitu kavi cheres trei kasi kamoi lo v'yasev. Because you're still in the midst of avodim aginu karma, hash to ditmar achi, ide veide baya seva, prakdan loshme haseva, asevas yamin loshme haseva, lo od loshme yakti kana leveshet, viavolide sakana, isha itzel baala lo baya seva, vim isha chashuvayi tzricha haseva, ben itzel aviv baya seva, iboilu, talmid itzel rabu mai, drashmam rabaya ki avinu bimar. But Or maybe Shabbat and Levi Nashim Chayavot Biarba Kosot Halalu Sha'af Heina Yubo To Adis. One Rabbi Yudom Shmuel Arba Kosot Halalu Tzorch Shebem Kedem Zikas Kos Yofa Shoson Chay Yotza Shoson Vatzachas Yotza Hishkamil Vanav Nevesa Yotza Shoson Chay Yotza Amar Rabba, that means Yidei Yayin Yotza Yidei Cheruz Lo Yotza Shoson Vatzachas Rabba Amar, that means Yidei Yayin Yotza Yidei Arba Kosos Lo Yotza Hishkamil Vanav Nevesa Yotza Amar Nachol Ba Yitzchak Vuhude Ishte Ruba De Kasa Meisve Arba Kosot Halalu Tzorch Shebem Kedei Revias Echot Chay Vechot Mosuk Echot Chodesh Vechot Yoshan Rabbi Yudom Tzorch shebutamu mara yayin. Kotoni miyaz kidei rabiyaz vanabert kos yofer. Amri, idivir echachi urahu. And according to Rashi's pshat, we had mara kidei mizigas kos yofer de kamar, le kol chad vechad, da have le kula rabiyaz. Rabiyud omer, tzer shebutamu mara omer over my time the Rabiyud up. Dexiv al tere yayin, ki yitadin. Tonobono akocha yavin barba akosot alolu. Echad anashim, vecha nashim, vecha tinokot. Amri, Rabiyud of vechimato el yesh tinokot biyayin. Elam bechakilim, kloyot vegozim berefa pesach, kidei shelo yishnu v'yishalu. Amru lav Rabbi Akiva, shehaya mechalek kloyot ve'egozim l'tinokot berefa pesach, kidei shelo yishnu v'yishalu. Kuf. Chet. What? Kuf chet brof. We're up to the next piece of the mission. Oh no, we're not up to the next piece of the mission. I didn't get up to the two dots yesterday. We were talking about the question of drinking Erev Pesach or eating Erev Pesach, veggies or other dips, which would then be appetizers for the matzah in the evening. So Rav Sheshes is where we're up to now on the fifth line. Rav Sheshes Ava Yosef B'Tanisa Kol Mala Yom B'Pischa. Rav Sheshes kept a tainus the entire day. Neimakasav Rav Sheshes Samach L'Mincha G'day. Let's not. Maybe he held the pshat is like this. The meaning in the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to eat Samach L'Mincha G'day. Why? Because the pshat is you'll be poishe and your korban pesach. Dima Mimshich Vasim Nuri Milay Vat Pischa. Now, furthermore, he also holds, like the Sheet of Rabosha, Amar Balazar, that Bachshir Hayad ben Bitira, the Pesach Shoshokto, Shacharit Biarbasa Lishmo, that Lamais, if you shechted a Pesach, even in the morning of the 14th, it would be kosher, because he learns Ben Arbaya means between yesterday and today, between the two Arabs. And therefore, actually, the Zman of the Korban Pesach begins in the morning. Mitzafra Zman Pischahu, since Kula Yumes Chazil Pischa, so he translates the Mishnah into his terms. If the Mishnah held only the afternoon is kosher for Korban Pesach, and you can't eat in the afternoon, and he holds that in the morning it's kosher Pesach, and you can't eat all day, and therefore he didn't eat even from the morning. The Kula Yumes Chazil Pischa. The meaning of Bein Arbaim is Bein Erev Da'atmol, Erev Da'ayidna. Hey, Amri, you know, this is a brilliant analysis, but nothing to do with this. It's Shiny Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes happened to have had a very delicate constitution. I love the way you guys made a whole binyan of Limud. He had a delicate constitution. This was someone who, if he ate something in the morning, he couldn't eat for the next 24 hours. So he wasn't going to be able to eat his matzah. So he didn't eat. So the Eastern is Savi. Itoim midi bitzaf. Itoim bitzaf from midi. Luyur to love him anil mirch. If you have something to eat during that day, couldn't eat anything for the rest of the day. So his matzah wouldn't have been the payoff. Rafilu onish b'Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyaseh. The next piece of the Mishnah is, even the poorest man is b'chuyev to be noyheg as a ben cholim. Itma. Matzah tzaricha sivan. You have to be leaning when you're eating your matzah. But moror in tzarech hasivah. The moror, which is a simon of your avdut, then you don't lean. You're not leaning as a zecher la'avdut. You lean as a celebration of chayrut, but the moror is being eaten in commemoration of avdut. It wouldn't make sense to mix metaphors here. And therefore, you have to be careful where you are, maybe where you're not. As far as the wine of the Arba Kosot, interesting. There are some who say that Rabbi Nachman said it needs a seva. And there's others who say that Rabbi Nachman said that it doesn't require a seva. This is why you have the na, the nach, the nach. There's four. The low plegi. Actually, they're not even arguing. Because ha batarte kasi kamai. Actually, the Arba Kosot are really split into two completely different things. Because Hamilahagis, Ramilahagis. Which ones require a seva? You're saying they're two different things. Which is which? But for that, we have a machlokas, of course. Some say one direction, like this. The first two kosot, which is the beginning of the period of chayrut, so there you have to assert your chayrut. This is the beginning of the seder. So he shatu the kamatchal chayrut. That's when you want to now have the sense of saying over the Haggadah, b'shas the geula. Mashenkin, the last two is already after. You already ate your korban pesach. The celebration is now complete. As far as the second two kosot, my davi avi, it's over. Others say just the opposite. I'm in lahagis, hadarab. Tre kasi bat raibo aseva. It's the last two kosot that have achieved the chirut. Because now you completed your aveda. So there are, he shaited the kavi chirut. The tre kasi kamai, you're saying over avonim ayinu. So how would that be the celebration of chirut? Therefore, the two first kosot should not require Hasiva. Dakati Avadima, you know, you're still talking about your Abdut Ka'omar. Actually, of course, now that some say this way and some say the other way, we do all four. So, Idi Bo Hasiva. Prakten, if you're flat on your back, then it's not considered to be Hasiva. Hasivas, you mean if you're leaning on your right side, that's not considered to be Hasiva. What's worse? It's even dangerous. It's much easier if you lean to your right to accidentally breathe in some of your food, aspirate, and that'll be would not be a very nice way to end your carbon pesach. A woman who is sitting with her husband does not require hasiva. However, if she's an Isha Chashuva, of course all of our women are in Nashim Chashuvot, they decided that long ago because of the dinim of Sakarat Nefashon. So Tzricha HaSeva. So she does have to leave. Oh, wow.
Where is this?
Wow. This is a place in Barnea's neighborhood. Speak aloud.
There's a picture of a Roman dining scene of four women. The two women in the end are sitting on these uncomfortable things called chairs. And the two women in the middle are sprawled, reclining.
Two men?
There's four women. And two women in the middle are reclining, eating off a low table. So you see the Nashim Chashuvos who have a seva normally, and the Nashim Shena Chashuvos.
And maybe the other two were serving people? No,
they were sitting. You see, it's great.
May I? Okay. I see. Okay. Beautiful. Very nice. Very nice. Then, Eitzel Aviv, a son sitting with his father requires a seva. How about a Talmud by his Rav? Mike. Tashma by Omar ki Avina Beimar, when we used to be learning by Rabba, so Zagina na Birke Da'adad. We used to lean, they didn't have couches, but everybody would lean on the next guy's lap. So that way we were all like bent over. But when we came to Rabbi Yosef to learn, he said, you don't have to do that, because you're not Chayev and Aseva at all. Mora Rabcha Kemore Shamai. You'd be standing in God's presence. You wouldn't be leaning like a slob Roman. You'd be showing a bit of respect. What do you do? It says Beferish in the Brayta, not like Rabbi Yossi. It says that even a Talmud Eitzel Rabba should lean. What kind of Talmud Eitzel Rabba you think that's talking about? It's talking about a carpenter's apprentice. Talmud Eitzel Rabba. Here it doesn't say Mura Rapha Kamar Shamai. We're talking over here about Talmud Eitzel Rabba in Torah.
Means you don't have to lean.
In Torah, you don't have to lean because of Mura Rapha Kamar Shamai, but an apprentice has to lean. Iboilu. Shamash Mai. How about if you're serving? Toshma, the armor of Yeshua ben Levi. Hashamash Achal Kizayat Matzaki Shumesav. If the servant eats the matzah while he is leaning, is yotze. But if he ate it without leaning, Meisav in lo meisav lo. He wouldn't be yotze without leaning. So that you can't just hop lop a piece of matzah, sit down and eat. You have to lean properly and eat the matzah, even if you're the shamash. So shema mina boya seva shema mina. Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, nashim chayavot biarba kosot halalu. Women also have to drink the four kosot, even though this is a mitzvah seishas man gorma and the chachomim are mitakein me'in dioraisa, as Tosis points out. I mean, why not? Because it's kein dioraisa. But we certainly would not be koveya the kosot to be only for men, because sha'af heina yubo to anes, and always the Rashbam, always is masber. This means they were the ones who caused the nes, because it was bischar noshim tzitkonios. But the Yerushalmi used the lashon of Rabbi Megillah, sha'af heina yubo to safek, they were in danger. Okay, but over here it could be that that's the this for by Pesach Meshur is the pshat. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Arba Kasot Halalu Tzarich Sheyehi Behem Kedei Mezigat Kos Yafeh. Each one of these kosot, this is the way the Rashbam learns. There is a Rashi that learns that the Hava Amina was that we're talking about all of them together, and that's how he goes through the sugya. That all four kosot together should equal Mezigat Kos Yafeh. It's not the way most are mefarish the Gemara. The simple way of learning the Gemara is that you require for each one of them the shear of a kos yafeh, whatever that is. Shat'an chai, if you drank them without meziga, you'd be yotze. Shat'an bevatachat, if you drank them all at one time, meaning that you had four kosot and you took one after the other, not like, although there are those who say it means you put a big gigantic kos, but the Tosfos Tainis limit, that's not called separate drinking. A kos isn't defined by a revius, a kos is defined by a kos. Difficult to accept that shot. If you show to all of them at one time, so you would also be yotze. Hishkami and levanav levnei beito, and if you gave them to your kids to drink, you'd also be yotze. Now, none of this is true. Shatan chai yatsa. This is Rav Amir. Yotze what? Yotze yedeyayim. But you're not yotze yedei cheres. This is not the mitzvah. We made a mitzvah that the wine has to be done derech cheres. Drinking wine that's improperly poured, and it wasn't mixed, that's not called derech cheres. That's just slobbish. So that doesn't wouldn't count to be yotze cheres. Shatan bevatachat, you're yotze. Says Rav, yeah, you're yotze yedei yayin. You got yourself lots of simplest yontif. That has nothing to do with the Arba Kosis. Certainly not Yotze the Arba Kosis. The Arba Kosis, each one has to be in its place, as we'll see later on. So the Arba Kosot lo yatsa. Hishka mehem levanav lo yato yatsa. If you gave your kids from them to drink, it'd be Yotze. Says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, yeah, but only if after you drank Rof Kos. So if each one of those Kosis is a gallon, you would need to have Rof Kos, not Rof Revius. Basically, we ask from the following. It says Arba Kozelot Sarf Shehem Kitei Revius. You said it needs to have a Kos Yafe. Here it says it needs to have a Revius. Echot Chai, Echot Mazug, Echot Chadash, Echot Yashan. Whether you mix it with water, whether you don't mix it with water, like our wines don't require mixing with water even. Whether it's new wine or whether it's good, aged wine. So the Yehuda says, well, no, I mean, it's got Tzarech Shebotam Umara Yayin. I mean, it's not, what do you mean? What do you think? It's going to taste like grape juice? You're going to call that wine? I mean, it's got to have alcohol content. I mean, it's got to look good. It's got to have that deep red blood color in order for it to really be wine, Richie. And so, how are we going to handle the part about the reviews? Forget about everything else. Okay, say it's machlokas, but Katani means kidei revi'it? And you said kos yafeh. Ami idividi chachi yurahu. Kos yafeh means my kidege mizigas kos yafeh de koma. Lekol echot ve'echot to be in a revi'it. Now here you can see, of course, why Rashi would have suggested that the revi'it in this girsa would have meant altogether a revi'it. And the Gemara is answering. Today revius, meaning when you put them now, if you're mazik them, now you have revias, meaning for each one. So if you have raw wine, that isn't mazik, then you would have a share of one revias. Since the mazik is 3-1, you'd end up with 4 kosot for one revias of yahin mazuk, non-mazuk, now that you're mazik it. When it says, v'kol echos v'echos, so then it says this chad shiuruhu is mash, by the way, mash is what it means. That's what we mean. A kedei mezigas kos of yayin mozog, in other words, mezigas kos, for all 4 kosot, which gives each kos a revias. Okay? If you don't learn like Rashi, so then the only point that's the chiddush is the mic that's chidivini chad shiuruhu. The only part that's important is to know you shouldn't think, this is what Rashbam learns, you shouldn't think that a kos yafe is some other shiur. The kos yafe is a shiur of a revias, which means that if this is just a peerage, if you start up with a revias bein hakol of raw wine, which in those days meant 4 revias of yain mazum, so then you would have for each one a revias. Review daima, tzarit shebo tam umare. It's gotta taste like wine and it's gotta look like wine. Omar Rava, my time in the review da. Where do you see that wine's gotta look like wine? Something's wrong with white Riesling? That's real men don't drink Chardonnay. Is that it? Where do you get that from?
Depends what you're eating.
It's a pusik. It says, Al tere yain ki yit adam. Don't look at that wine just because it's so deeply colored. In other words, good wine is deeply colored. That's what makes it attractive. Don't get overly attracted to that wine. It has some bad. It has some bad totsa'ot. Okay?
And 4 little grape juice and baking bread.
Oh, my God. I would ask him to shout anyway, but I just want to ask you on the back. Why is this before you ask him to shout?